Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started.
So welcome to another Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast. You might have noticed that there's been a bit of a radio silence.
We just disappeared.
Yeah, we just basically disappeared for a couple of months. So we thought we'd do another podcast to let you know what's been happening and some updates and some exciting news of what's going to be happening from here on in.
Yeah.
Which is super fun because there's been a lot actually happening, I think, since our last episode went live, because we've had the retreat.
Yes, we did. That was fantastic, wasn't it? We had that in Oxford at the very end of September.
Yeah, which, yeah, it was really fun. It seems like a long time ago, but it actually wasn't. And it was so lovely to meet and spend time with such a bunch of amazing women. And we just kind of went deep on a lot of stuff, actually, really, didn't we? In terms of, we had lots of fun just with, like, you know, all hanging out and chatting and getting looked after by the hotel itself. And then a lot of really good chat in our kind of workshops and sessions, I thought. I came away with a lot, actually.
Yeah, we did lots of espresso martinis.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All about the espresso martinis, I know.
Yes.
That is so, so funny. I know. I do love an espresso martini. And then people not sleeping.
Not sleeping, yeah, because they were too strong.
Yeah, they were. They did look very, very strong. That was a really, really fun event, actually. And we, well, both me and Laura were on the drive back. So I live in Scotland, Laura lives in Durham. We just talked about how amazing live events were. Really, didn't we? About how just, you kind of remember, when you do them, you keep on remembering how awesome it is just to bring women together in one room and talk about health and life and self-care and energy. Because we covered so many topics, actually, really, didn't we?
We did, yeah, we really did. And I think, again, it's, you know, it's not just what we bring to it as the people who are facilitating it, it's what all of the women bring themselves and sharing their experiences, and it was just, there is like a magic in it, I think, when you bring people together like that.
Yeah, there definitely is. Like, I remember it was on one workshop we went from, like, talking about, like, chronic fatigue syndrome to, like, self-care to hormonal cycles to mindset to, like, just, but it all just kind of flowed and all of it was really rich and useful. So
yeah,
it was very fun.
It was, but yeah, indeed.
But we have been pretty radio silent otherwise, haven't we?
We have. We'll kind of explain, apart from the fact they've just been really busy. But do you want to give everyone a bit of an update on what you've had going on, Kezia? Because you've had some big changes in
your
life.
Yes, I have. So this podcast is being recorded in my new house. So I am relatively last minute, or not really not last minute, but, you know, it wasn't necessarily preempted or planned for a long time, decided to move house, me and my husband. And so I think probably it was the end of August, we just suddenly were like, oh, we should put our house on the market and then buy a house and move. And which wasn't part of our year plan, as it were, for 2017. And I actually didn't really want to move out of my flat. So the house I had before was an old tenement flat in Glasgow, which, you know, anything about Scottish architecture, Glasgow and Edinburgh filled with all these tenement flats, which are actually often beautiful, light, really tall ceilings, big fireplaces, big bay windows, and I loved it. And then it was literally something shifted in me that was like, no, it's time to live in like a house with a garden. And I don't know. So we ended up doing that whole malarkey and adventure, which was we put in lots of offers on houses and then none of them got accepted. And then we sold our house, put our house on the market, found a house we liked, put an offer in. Didn't get that accepted, put another offer in. You know, the whole dance, which I'm sure many of you are listening have maybe been in. And then ended up really well with a lovely new house, a little bit more on the outskirts of Glasgow. So I'm kind of next to a farm, but also it's easy to get into the centre. So I'm not like literally in the middle of nowhere, which is nice. And then we sold our apartment and our flat, and moved, and it all kind of happened quite quickly. I think it was probably in the space of a couple of months. We sold our house, our flat, really quickly, and then we moved. We had a moving date sorted that got postponed, and then slightly disastrously, the moving date was on a Friday. I'm still studying for my, still completing my master's in nutritional science, and so that was, I do that the weekends. So moved on a Friday at uni the following weekend, and then I had like a bunch of business stuff, like a launch happening that week for my Flourish Academy that I run, and Supernaturally Healthy, and that, which, you know, I was meant to have moved by that point, so it was all like well planned, and then it was like this kind of slight sort of shitstorm of... But I feel like I've kind of recovered from that actually now, which is good. I typically moved house, went to uni, unpacked, then got ill, and then was, you know, it's just my little body's way of being like, that was too much, Kezia, that was way too much. So it was ill for a couple of days, and then I'm feeling back to normal now, which is good. But yeah, new house. I can see cows sometimes from my front window.
That's nice.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm currently painting the kitchen, which is why I say I'm not painting it. But I've been away all weekend, so I was just encouraging my other half to paint it while I was away, which worked quite well. So yeah, so that's been my big update. I'm in a new house. It feels like a grown-up house. It's got like a garden and enough space for a dog. So that's what I'm currently working on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm winning the battle because he's very much like, no, especially in our flat. He was like, we live in a flat. This is ridiculous. And we did have a communal garden, but, you know, I was like, well, fair enough. But now we're in a house. I'm a bit like, Joe, you know, I'm knocking down all your obstacles one by one. What's left? So you might be finding, come the new year, a little fluff wall of something
that
I haven't decided what type yet. Typical. I don't know if anyone follows me on my own Facebook page. I put a post on about what dog to get, basically people's recommendations, and oh my goodness, it had like the most comments and opinions and photos shared on it than any other post I've ever shared on Facebook ever. Everyone being like, you should get this dog, this dog, this dog. People posting pictures of their dogs in all sorts of environments, or several pictures of their dogs. I kind of forgot that the dog world is very fierce and passionate about
their kind of dogs.
Yeah, everyone was like, greyhounds, no, labradoodle, no, cockapoo, no. Like, people were like really adamant about, no, you should definitely get this type of dog. I was like, whoa, oh my goodness. I feel like if I respond to any of these, I'm going to start a war. So I'm just going to read them and like them and let it, you know, take on their advice. But those are my days, updates. Anyway, but what about you, Laura? What's been happening in the world and life of Laura?
We had some, like, well, I'm saying minor building work. We had a new, like, boiler installed. So that kind of threw the house a bit upside down. Then I was poorly, just, like, got up with a cold.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But other than that, to be honest, I mean, I've, some businessy stuff. Like, I'm changing, massively. Yeah. Like, I'm completely changing the name of the website and completely redoing it. And
just a few things.
Just a few things. And in the new year, I'm launching the magazine,
which
is quite a big one as well. So I have kind of announced it to people who are on my email list. But Wholeheartedly Healthy will be turning into Wholeheartedly Laura in the new year. I'm busy working on the new website now, which I'm designing myself, because I love designing websites, apparently, as I've found. So I'm really enjoying doing that. And then I'm hoping to launch I'm calling it a magazine. It's kind of, I don't think a magazine really does it justice, because it's a bit more like a journal as well. So I'm hoping to launch that in January. And there's going to be an in-print version as well as a digital version available of that, because it's got quite a big workbook element in it. That I'd like people to be able to
write
in and stuff. And it's kind of a bit like a planner come journal come magazine type thing, basically. I need to think of a special word for it, put it that way.
Really?
So I'm really excited about getting that out there. I think it's going to be really, really great. I think it's going to help women feel more organised and flow with the season a bit more, and have some lovely recipe ideas and things, so I'm really happy to get that out there. But yeah, the name change is quite a big thing. I feel like it's been coming a while for me, and just to kind of solidify a bit more of my direction in my work, which isn't so much, which I felt that healthy was a little bit too kind of like restricting, I think, for me at the minute. So some big changes in that kind of side of things as well, so which I'm really excited to get put in place, which I suppose is kind of, it's not the whole reason why we haven't been podcasting but I suppose it's kind of part of it, I think, because I think what we've realized, whereas we've obviously really enjoyed doing this podcast together and obviously still very good friends, obviously. I don't know, those things, I keep thinking, like, oh, people are going to think that we've, like, had some big falling out or something.
Yeah.
Which is, like, laughable. Which is so hilarious. But, no, we're definitely still very, very good friends. And we were saying we will be doing retreats in the future. Mm-hmm. When those are timed, we're not sure. But we will be doing those in the future. Excuse my phone just beeping off. And yeah, so we wanted to do this episode just to give you a bit of an update on what was happening, and just so we didn't just leave the podcast hanging. But basically, we've decided to kind of call a day on the Whole and Healthy Live podcast as it is now, haven't we? And we'll both be starting our own individual podcasts.
Ooh, so it's kind of sad in that, you know, we won't, I mean, to be fair, I'm sure we'll both feature on each other's podcasts at semi-regular events, but, you know, we won't be having these, like, you know, what was weekly kind of conversations. But the exciting thing is you'll get two new podcasts from one of us each, which is super fun. And I think we're both really excited about that. And I think as we've just, like, I think a lot, well, you and Laura, actually, we've talked a lot, like, off air about, you know, just really simplifying things about, and actually when we looked at, we actually both run our own businesses, kind of, you know, I have Super Naturally Healthy, you have what will be, it's going to be called Wholeheartedly Laura, and then our Whole and Healthy Life and this podcast was kind of almost like a little business, another little business in itself. And I think we just realized with our value of our families, our self-care, our health, our focus, our energy, that it probably really the best use of our energy was just to kind of pour into our own kind of existing businesses and we both are so passionate about the things that we do. It's kind of just given ourselves that extra bit of energy to really go deep into that, like, that bit, little bit of bandwidth where I can just go get a little bit deeper into the kind of the geekier side of things. And same with Laura, almost getting, like, geeky around all the wholehearted, the whole life aspect, mindset, well-being, like, going really deep in those two things. And they are completely complementary, which is why I think our retreats are so powerful, because we bring, you do need both those things, I think, to really thrive and really see transformation that actually lasts. So that's kind of the reasoning behind it. We would just realized we just need to keep things simple in terms of our own sort of workload. You know, cause hosting a podcast does take a bit of thought, planning, you know, all of that sort of jazz. But yeah, it's been super fun. The episodes won't be going anywhere. So if you've missed any or you've loved any particular ones, then they'll still be around. And it's actually worth noting. So what I'm going to do is I will be launching my kind of solo podcast in 2018, probably the start. The channel or that you're listening to this on will evolve into my own solo one. And then Laura's podcast will be a separate channel. So do make sure that you sign up to both Laura's and I's emails and newsletters, so that you'll, because, you know, everyone on our email list will, you know, Laura will send out when her podcast is launching. I'll do that for mine, and we'll probably both do fun giveaways and stuff at the launch of our podcasts and all sorts of good things. So And to be fair, I'll probably email out and tell you when Laura's is going live as well.
Oh,
like, by the way, Laura's podcast is gone live. go make sure you listen to that as well, Lynn. So do make sure if you want to know more about that transition, when that's happening, just make sure you get on our email list. So you can do that at what is currently wholeheartedlyhealthy.com, which will be coming wholeheartedlylaura.com, or you can do that at supernaturallyhealthy.org, and you'll see it. It's easy of how to sign up for things there. Yeah. So it's exciting. I'm excited to kind of just evolve the next step, I suppose, of doing a podcast. And I'm wondering if by like this time next year, I've just ran out of things to say. But I don't think that is possible.
No.
It's so funny. I was telling Laura before we hit record, I was at this like business conference in London at the weekend, and in one of the kind of group, kind of they call them mastermind sessions that you do, where you all kind of help each other out in the business. There was people there that I was like, oh, you know, you'd be great on a podcast or whatever, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh gosh, no, I just find it so stressful and so hard, and I don't know what to say, and I'd have to script everything out before I did it, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh wow. Yeah, no, I just, I do a little bit of planning and then just like hit record. But yeah. I think that is the big benefit of having a co-host as well, because then you just kind of bounce off each other, which is fun. Yeah.
True. And you never know, we might interview each other on each other's podcasts.
Well, exactly. I know. I mean, I will.
Guest appearances.
Need a bit of Laura on my podcast, whatever I decide to call it. Something. some sort of, I'll have to figure that out soon. So those are our kind of updates and what the plan is with the whole Unhealthy Life podcast. So probably if you are currently subscribed and we're kind of in your sort of iTunes, then you can stay subscribed and it will automatically change name to my podcast. And if you want to know when Laura's podcast is going to be launching, make sure you get onto her list. And I'm sure she'll let you know when that
airs. I certainly shall, yes.
And so, this is our last Whole Unhealthy Life podcast.
Yeah, and so thank you everyone who's listened over the last kind of 3 years, really, because I know I can remember us recording episodes when Finley was in my arms.
Yes, yeah, he was.
A tiny little baby, so it's been going for quite a long time. So thank you everyone who's listened. Obviously we really hope that you listen to our individual podcasts. And obviously that, like Kezia just said, you know where to keep up with us. If you want to follow us on social media, Kezia, you're naturally healthy, aren't you, on Instagram?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm now at wholeheartedly Laura on Instagram. And I know we both post fairly regularly on there as well. So thank you everybody.
Thanks for listening and for all your feedback and comments. It was so fun actually at the retreat. A lot of the people there listened to the podcast and were saying how much they enjoyed it. I've had emails from people being like, where's the podcast gone? So thank you for listening, and do let us know any questions or anything that you're not wondering about what's next. But I'm super excited for the next steps, both for Laura and myself. It's going to be really, really fun. And just keep on our email list, and we'll let you know about future retreats as and when they happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will see, not like goodbye, but we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
In some form or another. And thank you to our guests as well, because we've had many guests on.
Yeah, we have. They've been brilliant.
So big thank you to our guests. And so have a lovely Christmas, everyone, as well, because we're kind of going towards the
Christmas
season, so aren't we?
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I love Christmas. It's going to be so good. But have a wonderful Christmas. Merry New Year's. And we'll both be speaking to you in various forms in 2018.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
Right then, we'll say goodbye for now.
Bye.